Welcome to Real Talk with Joni and Cindy, where you will hear encouraging and empowering messages about living a full and abundant life. Joni and Cindy are both Christian authors, motivational speakers, media personalities, faith-based counselors, certified life coaches, and Bible teachers. They are passionate about using their knowledge of Scripture to discuss real-life issues from a biblical perspective. They will motivate, educate, and inspire you to live out your life in Christ. Now here's your hosts, Joni and Cindy.
Hey everyone, this is Joni, and Cindy is here with me in the studio tonight. So we just want to talk to you about something that's so very important. If you are a child of God, and if you're not, you need to be, because prayer is the most important thing. Prayer can do, I said that to my daughter one time, prayer can do what God can do. And she said, what does that mean? I said, well, prayer can do what God can do. That makes sense to me. But anyway, we want to talk about communication, fellowship, any word that you want to mention about talking with God, conversation with God. So let me just quote a scripture real quick. Do not be anxious about anything, because we do like to worry, don't we? But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Now, that's a good word, and that's good protection, too, because we want our hearts guarded through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to talk about prayer tonight in different venues, different areas of prayer. Cindy and I will be talking about what does the Bible mean by prayer and supplication. I just read that one. What about there's different kinds of prayer, and what is God's supplication? What does that mean? So we're going to just share some things with you tonight. Cindy, you want to go ahead and take it?
Well, you and I both are women of prayer, and we know the value of prayer. I love the one that you started out with, Philippians 4:6. I don't remember which version this is, but do not be anxious. How many times, I know people say it's in the Bible like 365 times, but I've never found it for 365 times where God's telling us, don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. Don't be anxious. Anxious is worry. And he's telling us, don't worry about everything, but pray about everything. I read a little quote just a minute ago. It says, when you wake up, pray. When you go to sleep, pray. If you're happy, pray. If you're sad, pray. You know, if your life is in chaos, pray. In other words, we're supposed to pray without ceasing. We're supposed to call upon the name of the Lord all the time. He said in Jeremiah 29:11-12, and most of the time, you don't hear the verse 12, but he's saying, you know, I have plans for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, and then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. And I love the fact that we have a God that wants to communicate with us, who cares about, he tells us, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. And he doesn't want us to walk around fearful and anxious. And in fact, I was listening to a teaching by Graham Cook about anxiety the other day, a prayer and anxiety. It was just a little short clip. And he was talking about that anxiety is putting your fears above your prayers. It's putting them out there. You're putting your fears before your prayers. And I thought, well, that's an interesting way to put it, and that's exactly what God's telling us to not do. If you've got something that's a concern, then pray about it and trust God with it, because he will work everything out for your good when we love him.
That is so true. That is so true. Anxiety, I think, is probably one of the number one reasons that people get into all kinds of problems with blood pressure problems. And I mean, it causes a lot of physical problems, and we just need to, but if you tell someone, I mean, if you tell me, I have times of not breakdowns, but just hours of sometimes just trying to figure things out, and my assurance is not what it should be, and I don't feel God's presence like I should, and we all go through that,
mm-hmm.
you know. If we
Absolutely.
Show me a person who is praying without ceasing, ceasing continually, and that's good, and we should do that, but we need to know that there will be anxious times, times of anxiety, times that we just don't know what to do. And we just go to the
mm-hmm.
Lord, we pray it through. I just always said, pray it through. I say to myself, you say it to a lot of people, may look at you like, pray through? What do you mean by that? But I just have to pray through
That's one of those old timey sayings I don't know if the newer generations would even get that, you know, just pray through. But what Joni's saying is that if you know Matthew 21:22, that whatever you ask in prayer that you'll receive it if you have faith. And if you have faith, you're going to pray, basically you're praying yourself through, because you know God hears you, and you know if he hears you, he's answering you while you yet speak. And so what you're praying through is the doubt, the fear. He said, don't be fearful. Don't be fearful. I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of love and peace, love and power and a sound mind, certainly peace. So I think when the breakthrough comes, when you're doing what Joni's describing, if I'm right, of her definition,
I was about to tell you. You're right ahead.
Yeah, that her version is, you know, pray till you find that peace, until you don't have that anxiousness in your spirit or that concern or worry or doubt or fear or whatever other negative emotion that you're having.
Here's the way I pray through, and I've said it many times in my teachings, that I will go, when I feel anxiety or I feel fear or unbelief or whatever, I just know that I just need to get along with God. And sometimes going to some
mm-hmm.
person who really knows how to get a hold of God with you is a great thing. But I have said, you go to a quiet place and you pray, or maybe with a group, and you pray until you have peace. Now, that's a pray through to me, because I can get up from a situation, said it many, many times, and not know the answer. God didn't say, okay, here's the answer,
right,
Joni.
Right, right.
But he's given me the peace to be able to walk through it. And then on down the road a little bit, he might tell me, you know, what it's all about, and he may not. But praying through is getting the peace of God to be able to stand through whatever you're going through. So that's my version. I don't see it as an old person. I see it an old thing.
No.
I always say it all the time in church and with groups. We've never stopped saying that. So I think
right.
it's very important. And I'm thankful to the Lord that Paul has given us scriptures, especially for Philippians 4:6-7. But I have written, and it's in a magazine. They even published it, if I can find it, called The Power of Prayer. And here's what I've listed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go through them because it's long, but it's called Sweet Communion. Because to me, it's just not, oh, why don't you go pray? Well, I prayed and nothing's happened. But Sweet Communion is just to have that place with God where you sense his presence and stay there until you sense his presence. It's so important to do that. So in communion with our Father, we discover something. We discover that we loved and accepted, that he loves and accepts us, which is so important, because sometimes we get to thinking, does he really care? Does anybody really care for me? You know, what
mm-hmm.
I'm going through or what's happening to me. And prayer, this is one of my favorite ones, has unlimited resources. Let me read this paragraph.
Yeah.
We have been invited to partake of the unlimited resources of God. He has said, call on me, and I will answer you. And it says, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know anything about, because we don't. He does. Prayer is not confined to the laws of space. Prayer can be launched. I love this. Prayer can be launched in a moment, and in the speed of thought, reach its mark. The power of prayer and communion with the Father worries the devil. Now it worries him when we really get down to prayer. Prayer surrenders the battle of God and puts God. Now listen, people, this is important. God shared this with me a long time ago, and he puts God and his resources against the enemy. We can stand and declare, there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper. That's in Isaiah 54:7. For example, Joshua prayed and the sun stood still. Elijah prayed and heaven was locked and did not rain for 3 days and one half, three and one, get that right a minute, 3.5 years. Daniel prayed to God and God revealed to him the plans for the future. The church prayed, that's it, this is in Acts, and Peter was escorted out of prison, can't get my words together tonight, by an angel. Paul and Silas prayed and God shook the earth and they walked out of prison, the prison cell. And we can give examples. I can give you examples, examples of how God has availed himself and given us resources to be able to come out of something that's been very painful, and God shows us. It is unlimited. It is unlimited because why? Because we have an unlimited God who keeps his word. Unlimited God. And he goes on to talking about persistent prayer, beware of distractions. Prayer is an open door. And we must look for that open door, folks, where God reveals revelation and knowledge to us. If you want to know what's going on, he may not tell you everything, but he will give us the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to walk in faith. Peace is important, but faith is important too. When we pray, we must have faith to believe. And if we don't have it, ask him for it, and he will give it to us. This is a long article, and it's on my website. If you want to go to look at it, it's joanibuchanan.org, and it was put in the GCC magazine, the Global Christian Center. They locked it up that they put it on there, so I put it on my website.
Well, let's go
called The Power of Prayer.
Let's go do the commercial for your website.
Joanie Buchanan is an author, Bible teacher, blogger, media evangelist, radio host, podcaster, and motivational speaker. Joanie and her husband Denver pastored churches in several states as they served the body of Christ together. They were blessed to be able to travel extensively, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ across the nation for more than 40 years. She started her radio ministry in 1987. And has been a media personality on the radio and on TV ever since. She shares her passion for the gospel with listeners internationally through her podcasts, published magazine articles, and radio programs that are now syndicated across the nation. Joanie is grateful for all the opportunities God has given her. Joanie is an enthusiastic and passionate keynote speaker who loves bringing knowledge and understanding to the scripture with life applications. Get Joanie's book, Spending Time with Joanie, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and her website, joaniebuchanan.org.
Is that devotional that you just read, that article, is it not in your book?
No, I don't think I put it in my book. I'm not sure, but I don't think
I
did.
I can't remember either, but it was Joanie's book is a very good one. Very, very good book. Spending Time with Joanie. Isn't that what we called it? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Our brain is slipping. Spending Time with Joanie.
Water, but yeah, right.
that was a fun ministry opportunity. Lots of prayer went into that book. So what
over the years?
You know, you were talking in your devotional, and you brought up about a spiritual warfare. You didn't use those terms, but in 2 Corinthians 10:3-4, it says, though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. And that's what you were talking about a while ago, wasn't it?
Yes, Corinthians, I call it the Big Ten Four, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. You can't fight the enemy with your carnal nature. It's just impossible. But it's mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, which the Lord helps us to do that. And I'm about to lose my voice here, but yes, we have to know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. And there is, I was going to ask you if you want to talk a little bit about the seven types of prayer, because we just say, well, prayers, communion, prayers, whatever. But what, when we pray, what are some of the things we need to do? We mentioned spiritual warfare. What's another one? We mentioned communion. I'll say that one.
Well, I want to say, too, that if you want to learn more about spiritual warfare, read Ephesians chapter 6.
That's right. Yes. Are you there?
Yeah.
You looking it up?
Just read Ephesians. No. Just read Ephesians chapter 6 about the full armor of God, to put on the armor of God. And,
That's right.
You know, to learn about the warfare, that it's not the flesh and blood that we wrestle against. So stop wrestling and struggling against the people in your life. It's not them. That's the problem.
That is so true. And I see two spiritual warfares. When you're dealing with yourself, your mind is a battlefield, and repentance and forgiveness, and then dealing with Satan and demons, putting on the full armor and binding and loosing. Say that for me. We need to bind, we need to loose things, because that's important too. So there's several different types of prayer, and there's also intercession, which is so important. I have said it's not, intercession is not like getting up and thinking about somebody and going to the refrigerator and eating something and burping and then go back to bed. That's not intercession. Intercession, there have been times that I have gotten up before and could not sleep, and I remember it so vividly. I heard little kids screaming, and I didn't know if child had been abducted, or I think at the time I thought that they were being abused. So I started praying, and I prayed until I got a peace about it. And, you know, if we were intercessors and we had the Spirit of God and hear His voice, we would be praying a lot about children, about our nation.
Yes, indeed. Yes. In fact, we're told to pray for our president and our leaders all the time. That's just part of our job as a Christian, as a child of God, is to pray on behalf of others, to intercede. God often gives me names to pray for. I don't know these people. And one particular time he gave me the name Olivia Joy. Well, what a beautiful little name anyway. Well, about a week later, I was telling a friend of mine about, you know, praying for a little girl named Olivia Joy. And they said, that's my granddaughter's name. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. It was just God will just always amaze you. But praying for others, it's like that's, you know, you and I both have done so much of that, of praying for others. We have seen so many miraculous things happen, haven't we, Joni?
Oh, my goodness. Over my years of 74 years, I could just write a book, a long book. My husband was going through some things the other day, just when we were in school, when he was in college. Christian college and how we had very little money at that time and how we prayed. Just for one thing, it was getting cold, and our little four-year-old didn't have a coat, and we didn't even have the money to pray. I mean, not pray, but go buy our coat, and we were so concerned, and so we started praying. That day, the phone rang, and someone called and said, "I have a beautiful little coat for your daughter, and I'm coming to your home and bringing it to you." Now, we didn't call that person, and that person had no idea that little Marlo needed a coat. I mean, it's just something that may seem simple like that. God answers prayer. He does, all the way through school, when Demi was in college, when we were at churches, and we just wondered what we were going to do. God always came through. The first church we pastored, I don't think we made $200 a month. We had three children, and we had an aunt that lived with us. And come to find out, we took it. And when we took it, they gave us a deep freeze full of meat. They were always bringing us vegetables. We had a parsonage that was free. They did so much for us. So God just takes care of you. But let me tell you, you have to be someone as well who gives out if you expect to give in. And we just believed that same way in Alaska. We went and we had very little salary, but our deep freeze, we had two deep freeze, and we had, I can't even tell you how much we had, and people knocking on our door all the time bringing us salmon. Have you ever eaten salmon, Cindy? Fresh salmon?
Oh, no. Well, out of the store, but no, never fresh caught salmon. I mean, what a beautiful way for God to meet your needs. His blessings aren't always green money. Sometimes it's green food.
Vegetables, yeah. That's true. That is so true. I learned how to make squash cake and all kinds of stuff. I thought, yeah, but they'd bring it to me, and I learned a lot about the different people in different countries and cities, states that cook so differently, and they learned about me too, because they always wanted my fried chicken. I was from the South. Joan is going to cook fried chicken. I'm tired of fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Yes.
Yeah. So you covered communion. Oh, go ahead.
Yes. So I could just get on this a long time when I think of all the provisions, and I know you can too.
Mm.
But
yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, you had mentioned the seven types of prayer, and you talked about communion. And that was like communing with God all the time. In other words, keeping yourself in a state of prayer. Because God's not a foreign God up in the sky somewhere. He's, you know, he's in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And he doesn't want us to just call on him when something's wrong. He also wants us to commune with him and to give thanks to him and to praise him and to worship him. And all of that is part of that communion, isn't it?
That is. I always call it adoration. And that's usually the first thing we do. When we go to pray, my husband and I pray together every day. We have devotional every day, which is will really help in your family. And it's so good to have my husband that takes lead in that. He really does. He reads it. I love to hear him read. We have three devotional books, and then we pray, and then he reads the Bible. We're reading through, let's see, what is he reading through now? I think Acts. So, we praise him, because I feel terrible when we just start out praying, God, I need this, I need that. I mean, as we've heard many times, he's not a Santa Claus. We just need to praise him. If your child come to you all the time and said, I want this, I want that, and not praise you and thank you for being her mom and all that kind of stuff, it would be a little bit different. So we need to, and we need to ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
We need that forgiveness in our hearts, because every day I need forgiveness. And the petitions is asking God for a favor and thanksgiving, showing God gratitude. There's just more than seven things the more I think about it. But
yeah,
I would say start off with prayer, praising God, just praising God.
And then supplication is lifting up your needs. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. We just flat talked over each other. So supplication is lifting up your needs.
That's right.
And then intercession is lifting up the needs of others, which you and I are intercessors and have been. And then you talked about spiritual warfare, and about how our mind is the battlefield. I love Joyce Meyer's book, The Battlefield of the Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent book. And then, the spiritual warfare in the form of repentance and forgiveness, which, I guess that's one of the most powerful prayers of repentance, when you repent and ask the Lord to forgive you and you receive forgiveness and you're translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I think that's got to be the very first beginning of all the other prayers, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. That's so true. If we don't have forgiveness, if we don't forgive others, He won't forgive us, and there is no communication between us and the Lord. So that should be on the top of the list in our prayers as we pray.
Mm-hmm. And then you and I do, dealing with the demonic and pulling down the strongholds and, binding and loosing, and then the prayers of agreement kind of go along with that. But even in a church, when you're praying and have that corporate prayer or prayers of agreement, that Matthew 18:19 kind of prayer. And then being aware, that watch and pray part, about being aware, being a watchman on the wall like Nehemiah was. I love that story. That was kind of a combination between intercession and spiritual warfare, because they ended up watching and praying while they were working and building a wall with one hand and a sword in the other.
That's right. That is so true. I like that story.
I really do. We're going to break for a quick commercial and we'll be right back.
This is Joni, and I'm one of the co-hosts of Real Talk with Joni and Cindy. Real Talk is really an informative and inspirational program, which seeks to bring healing and help to our listeners.
I absolutely love them. Between the two of us, we have over 60 years of biblical teaching under our belt, faith-based counselors. We're both certified life coaches. We're both ministers. We enjoy putting all of that experience to use when we create shows that deal with topic of interest, topic for Christian living.
We know every day that we fight battles, and there are times in our life we just feel crushed and shattered and we don't know what to do. And hopefully listening to our program and the different subjects that we talk about can really fall to you. And during these occasions, it's easy to lose hope when we feel this way. But in His Word, and that's what we're doing, we're teaching from the perspective of His Word, we can find comfort and assurance that will give us daily encouragement. And that is what Real Talk, Joan and Cindy, wants to do in helping our list. We want you to find encouragement, and we want you to call us if we can help you in any way. And there's just a lot of things that we could share. We both have written books. I don't know if you mentioned that or not. Cindy's written a lot more books than I have. I have three, one under my belt that's already ready, and two that are in the making. So we like to write. She's a great writer, and I really enjoy what she does. And so together, a really good impact on other people's lives. And God uses us in this direction.
Yes, that's right. Contact or to listen to our podcast, you can find us on Facebook at Real Talk with Joni and Cindy. And our email address is realtalkwithjoniandcindy@gmail.com. And we look forward to hearing from you. Joni, you're talking about the finding the peace of God. And Philippians 4:17, I'm reminded of that scripture that says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." That's Philippians 4:7. And I can't get away from the peace and the prayer. You know, the Lord tells us if we'll keep our mind focused on Him, then He gives us that peace that the world
yeah.
can't understand. But that if our minds are on Him, we're not going to be tormented by the fears. And, you know, fear does have torment, the scripture says. So, and what
That's
about
right.
healing prayers, Miss Joni? What about healing prayers?
Oh, that's daily too, especially when you get my age. My husband and I, pray. We pray about the things that is wrong with us, but we pray
mm-hmm.
too that God will give us the strength to go on with what He calls us to do, even though there's pain that doesn't go away right away. But I've got so many things to thank God for. Let me say this real quick. For, I guess, over 3.5 years, I had a bad leg, and it hurt so much to walk on it. I felt like there was something at the bottom of it, and everybody had their diagnosis of what's wrong with it, and so I'd do what they told me to do. So finally, I prayed about it. I'm going to go to a specialist and see what it was. Well, he said that I have a weak tendon. And I said, well, what does that mean? He said, well, it could have been from, it could have been heredity or what. I said, my mom had one. I was thinking, mom, you sneaker. But no, I'm just kidding. So anyway, he said, it can get strong again, but these are things you need to do. So I did, not as fervently as he told me, because we in the process of moving, and that makes some difference. But I cannot pinpoint the time. It was right before we moved up here in Texas. I started noticing that it didn't hurt to walk on my foot anymore, because the foot and the ankle was the serious part.
Yeah.
And now it kind of moved up to my back, I guess, but it's gone. I can walk without the pain in my foot anymore. I have not had it in weeks. And I told him, I have to remember
Thank
to praise
Jesus.
God, because I prayed. It hurt so bad to walk on. And some days I just couldn't walk. And I had the doctor gave me a, what do you call it, something to put on it. What was that, Cindy? A boot. He gave me a boot. I wore that every day. And it helped some, but not a lot. But now I can walk on that leg and that foot, and the foot and ankle was the worst, and it's gone. It is just gone. I praise God for it.
Thank
I do.
Jesus.
And there's other things in me I want to see God do, but you know what? Is that going to make me quit serving God? Because it's not all answered immediately like I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a God, faithful God that heals us. I would not be here today, and you probably wouldn't either, Cindy, if we didn't have prayer over our bodies, physical.
I know mine wouldn't have been. I was not after, you know, heart problems and flatlining, and no. But, you know, James 5:15 tells us that the prayer of faith will save the one who's sick, and the Lord will raise
right.
him up. And if he's committed any sins, he will be forgiven.
He will be.
So,
I love James. The
sexual
fervent prayer of a righteous man
mm-hmm.
availeth much. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was just, James 5:16, that therefore confess your sins one to another and pray for each other so you may be healed, that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effectual. I mean, effective. That's that version's terminology of it. And, you know, you and I both have prayed, you know, for countless numbers of people. I just couldn't even begin to think of how many people that I've stood in the gap for and prayed for, and, you know, prayed spiritual warfare prayers, and, you know, them confessing and repenting and receiving their healing, and, you know, tumors leaving their bodies, and, you know, blind people seeing. Just like Jesus didn't stop doing any of that. He still does.
No.
He still does it all. And to be part of that is just, It's the greatest feeling in the world. There is nothing on the face of this green and blue earth. I was going to say God's a green earth, but that, no, it's mostly blue in it. Anyway, there's nothing that can compare to seeing and Jesus working with you to confirm his word. You know, we're commanded to do those things. And in Matthew chapter 16, you know, that we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
That's true. I had a thought, and I'm thinking because it went away, but I guess maybe it'll come back in a minute. But yes, it is, and we don't stop praying either. We don't, just because you and I have a ministry that's going in a different direction, we do not stop praying for people. And every time we get on this radio, we need to pray. We need to pray for people. We want you to send in your prayer requests. And we will be glad to pray for you. I do. I know Cindy does too. I have them on my email. I even have them calling me to pray. Joni, would you pray about this? So mine is JoniBuchanan@yahoo.com. That's where they call for my prayer, ask for prayer. And Cindy's also is, what is it, Cindy?
CindyHyde.com.
Is that where you want them to send a prayer request?
Yeah, they can go there and then they can find the email or leave it from there or, yeah, through the contact page is good. Yeah, CindyHyde.com.
We don't have that on our Real Talk with Joan and Cindy prayer request page, do we?
No, but all they have to do, yeah, we have a contact page at RealTalkWithJoniandCindy.com that they can leave their prayer request, or they can go to our prayer request or notes or whatever they want to leave us. Yeah.
See, I didn't
real
that.
Talk.
I'm so busy with my website, and Cindy's doing her website and our website, so I couldn't remember about that part of it. But we do have a website too, together.
Yeah. Speaking
Cindy
of my website, well, thank you. It's been a joy. But we're going to take another quick break.
Okay.
Cindy Hyde is an author, professional life coach, faith-based counselor, media personality, and host of several podcasts. She is also the CEO and founder of the East Texas Healing Center, a service-oriented nonprofit whose mission is helping people in crisis through healing prayers, counseling, and coaching. As most people helpers, she started out searching for answers to her own dilemmas and problems in life. She found answers in Scripture. She shares messages of freedom and victory in Christ to educate, inspire, and empower you to live free and healed. Her books help you make peace with your past, walk in freedom, and overcome self-destructive behaviors. Her writer's workbook, with more than 400 resources, shows you how to become an author. Get them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and her website, CindyHyde.com. Cindy is available for workshops, conferences, and seminars. Connect with her, schedule a free consultation, and sign up for her newsletters at CindyHyde.com.
You know, I have to make a correction. It was not Matthew. That was not Matthew. It's Mark 16, about going into the world and preaching the gospel to all creation. And you'll lay your hands on the sick and that they will recover.
Yeah,
I just wanted to make that clarification. Yeah, I did. I thought, as soon as the commercial started, it's like, oh, I said Matthew, not Mark. But what's your favorite scripture to pray?
Okay,
what is your favorite scripture to pray for?
Well,
for
I like
people?
Matthew 18:19. If two agree on touching anything, it shall be done for them by our Father which is in heaven. Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, and knock it shall be opened unto you. There's so many, you know, prayers.
Oh, yes.
That we could pray. And the one that I started off with, Philippians 4:6-7, because, you know, a lot of people come with such distress, such worry. And whatever worry and distress can be because of a child, because of a physical illness, because of a husband and wife relationship, because of families, because of work, you know, it can be in all areas. So I like that one. And they look at you when we say, don't worry about anything. They look at you like, are you think you're crazy?
I remember there was an international healing minister, evangelist, who came to the healing center and ministered. And when he was scheduled to come, I was in the hospital. I my heart wasn't working right, and I had gained 60 pounds of fluid. I mean, if you can imagine trying to walk around with an excess of 60 pounds of fluid. And he came anyway, and, you know, they carried on with the meetings, and they came up to the hospital, and he didn't pray over me. What he said to me, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And I thought, okay. But I was expecting this, you know, elaborate healing prayer and laying hands on the sick. But like he said, what's the difference in him saying, be healed and get up, or you're okay? Same difference.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
your prayers don't mm-hmm. always have to be long and drawn out and detailed.
Oh.
You know, be healed.
What did
Jesus
Peter
name.
Say? Lord, save me. When he was drowning, Lord, save me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, out to God. We're having phone issues tonight. We usually don't have much bleed over, but crying out to God is what he wants us to do. He wants us to cry out to him in our time of need. He wants to be there for us. He is always there for us, isn't he, Joni?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. And when you said that, I thought of a pastor's wife in the 80s when I was going through some depression. Really, really bad. And it wasn't just for about 2 or 3 hours. It was for days. I would close the door in my bedroom and didn't want to come out. And it was bad. Mm-hmm. I even looked at a book about, destroying my life and everything. I'll just say it like that. But she took me to dinner, just to lunch. And she didn't, and we were sitting there. I tell you, going to lunch with a friend and just across the table and just sharing is wonderful. And she looked at me. She didn't say a prayer. I knew that God was talking to her, though. I mean, it may not be a prayer like, oh, God, but God was talking. He said, Joan, you are going to make it. That was like God talking to her. And after that, I went home. And I tell you, God took care of it. So you don't have to quote a bunch of scriptures. That's wrong with it. You don't have to say a long prayer. That's good too.
Mm-hmm.
But just speak God. Just speak God.
Amen. Well, I know we're out of time, but I want to leave us with this Romans 12:12, with this last scripture that we'll share with y'all tonight. Yes. And it says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer.
Amen. That's a good one. That's a good one.
So what have you got, Ms. Jenny? Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wanted to say a quick prayer for people. We talk about prayer, but let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that there's all kinds of different situations out there, and there is no way that we can fix them. But we know that you can. If we could just encourage people and give them the hope that Cindy just quoted in the scripture, just hope to know that you can make it. You can make it.
Yes.
God will help you to make it. So just call upon him, and he will answer you. Forget about all that stuff that's going on, little petty stuff even that we worry about. Just take it to God. Go to the throne room. Go to the place and come boldly before the throne of grace. We'll find mercy and help in the time of need. Well, we love you, and we hope that we've helped someone tonight. and encourage someone. So we're about to go. We love you, and we will see you next time.
God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for Real Talk with Joni and Cindy, and we appreciate our listeners. We are listener supported, and you can support us by going to our website, realtalkwithjoniandcindy.com.
Amen. That's right. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Real Talk with Joni and Cindy. This faith-based podcast has been brought to you by their sponsor, the East Texas Healing Center. Connect with Joni and Cindy at realtalkwithjoniandcindy.com. Sign up for their inspiring newsletter to receive a free ebook, access free materials, great resources, and the show notes of today's episode. Did you love this episode? Head on over to iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Google Play to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. You can listen on the go. Until next time, be blessed.